Hey guys, what's up? This is Eric Wong here, and I'm here with Jeremy Brand, who's the CEO of a website, an MMA website called MMASucka.com. That's MMASucka.com. So if you're looking for some news, some interesting articles, different things than you see on other news sites, check it out for sure. And I'd just like to welcome Jeremy to the video call here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Jeremy's he's just went through my 8-week MMA Rips training camp, and he's just recently turned 30. He's got 3 kids, and I just figured it would be cool to have him on here and talk to him, ask him some questions. Now, none of this is scripted. I haven't told him any questions, anything that we're going to talk about. I told him just to give us honest, straight answers so you guys can get an idea of what the program's all about. So, you ready to go, Jeremy?
Definitely, shooter.
Okay. So, before we get into some heavier questions, I just want kind of maybe a single word. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. Just give me a single word answer to each. So the first question is, choose one word to describe your experience with the MMA Rips 8-week training camp.
Unbelievable.
All right, that's all right. I'll take that. Number 2, what is the one measurable result that you achieved that you're most happy with?
Fat loss.
And number 3, what is the one subjective result, something that we didn't measure in the fitness assessments, that you're most happy with?
Outlook on life.
Okay, cool. So why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself, you know, hobbies, lifestyle, that kind of thing.
Definitely. Well, you mentioned before that I have a family of 5 that I'm in a household with. I have 3 kids, a 2-year-old, a 14 and 16-year-old stepchildren. My wife, I have 2 dogs and a cat, so this household is pretty busy at times. As a hobby, I do the website that you mentioned earlier as well, MMASucka.com. We get out to all the local events, we hit up the UFCs, we do all that kind of stuff, interviews with some good fighters. And then for actual work, I work with special needs kids for the school board.
Nice. Are you going to be coming into Toronto for UFC 129?
I'm not. We're actually sending one of our writers over to the UFC in Toronto, so I'll tell him to connect with you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely. Tell him to give me a shout. Okay, cool. So let me ask you the first question here. What was your main motivation, or why did you join the MMA Rips program 8 weeks ago? I guess it was about 10 weeks ago now.
Yeah, 10 weeks ago. Well, I got the initial email from you about you doing this pilot test program, and I was a bit worried about it. I wasn't sure whether I wanted to just spend $50 on it or whatever. I guess it was $50. I don't even remember 10 weeks ago right now. But I've been an avid, I wouldn't say consumer, but I read all your emails that you sent out previously. I checked out your website. I saw the results that you guys were getting, the testimonials and stuff. And I was just super interested in seeing the results that I could get from 8 weeks of work from someone as experienced as yourself.
Cool. Okay. So how long have you been on my newsletter list?
Probably just over a year.
Okay. Cool. So you've been around for a little while. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what was life like before the MMA Rips program, like training, nutrition, that kind of thing.
Well, I've been working out. As you said, I'm 30 right now. I just turned 30. I've been working out in the gym since I was about 17. I've peaked. I've plateaued. I've done everything that anybody that has worked out has ever done. When I was 17, 18, I wanted to get just huge, right? I was on creatine, I was on all these stupid stuff, supplements. I just wanted to get big. I was lifting heavy weights. I ballooned. I got puffy because of the water mass. I was up to like 210 pounds at the time, just big. And then I started training jiu-jitsu when I was 23, 24, and I wanted to fight at a lighter weight class. So I went down, and I got down to about 164 then. I competed at 167 at times. I'm currently a 3-stripe blue belt under Gracie Baba. And then I took some time off. I haven't trained actually in about a year. And my physical level decreased, so I went up. I was up, 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 up. I got up to about 195, and before I started your program, I was initially at 188. So I wanted to start working out, and I wanted to get back down to what my natural weight class I figure would be. I mean, is about 155, 160. So I'm at 163 right now. I'm still not completely happy with where I'm at, but we're gonna make that happen.
Yeah. You're still working on it. Okay.
Definitely.
Cool. So, you said you play you're a jiu-jitsu player. You have 3-stripe blue belt. How often do you train jiu-jitsu?
As I said, I've been off for about a year. Okay. When I was training consistently, I was training 4 to 5 days a week.
Okay. Nice. Are you going back to it?
Yeah, I'm not going to be going back to Gracie Baja, but I will be training again. I'm just not sure where I want to settle down at this point.
Oh, okay. Cool. So do you do any other sports or any other activities, hobbies, just like fun stuff?
Yeah, I play hockey. I played hockey since I was about 4. I played high level hockey up until I was 17, then I injured my ACL.
Okay.
After that, that's when I got into the martial arts. I got into jiu-jitsu and boxing and the whole nine about MMA. It just got me so interested in the sport. I went over to my buddy's house and we watched UFC 1 in his basement on his old black box. And just the sport made me, Hoist Gracie, just phenomenal. So, I mean, yeah, MMA is my passion.
Nice. Okay. Actually, I just had a hockey game last night, a semifinal playoff game, and we won, so we're in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, congrats. Good. Yeah, also, I mean, I do, I like to bike ride as well. I'm a road biker.
Nice.
Every year I do the Ride to Conquer Cancer.
Yep.
This year I'm on a team called the Riders for Riders. We're fundraising, so trying to raise some money.
Cool.
It's a bicycle ride, 260 kilometers from Vancouver to Seattle.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to shoot out like a website that people can check out to...
Yeah, you can donate to me at www.conquercancer.ca/go-to/JeremyBrand, JeremyBrand.
Cool. Okay, maybe I'll try and put a little website link on the bottom of this after I take a look at
for
it.
For sure.
Okay, so let's go on to the next question there. How do you feel now, just in general, compared to before the camp, which was 10 weeks ago?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. As I said, my outlook on life is just completely different. I feel healthier. I look healthier. My wife looks at me. I feel like my body is healthier. I don't have that gut that I had 8 to 10 weeks ago. I wake up in the mornings and I want to get out there and I want to get the day started. I live each day.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, is there anything specific that you notice, like in terms of your physical fitness, maybe in an activity or something that you...
Yeah, that's actually funny that you mentioned that. I played floor hockey with the kids at school at lunchtime.
Yep.
For the past 3 days. And oftentimes I would just be jogging around and shooting the ball around or whatever. And I find that I can run all out for the whole 45 minutes that we're playing. Like, I'm dripping with sweat. But I'm not tired at all. Like, I can run for the whole time after the ball, and they're like, holy, you're running way more than you usually do. So I find that I don't tire as easily as I did.
Nice. That's awesome. And if they give you any trouble, you can just cross-check them or choke them out or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, that's awesome. So why don't you tell everybody about what you thought the workouts were like? Because the workouts are a little bit different than what a lot of people do. I put them together with some unique exercises and some different program design styles. So why don't you give everybody an idea of what they're like to go through?
They are. They're not your average go to the gym, work out your chest or your back or your biceps kind of exercises. You're moving from one body group to the next, or one muscle group to the next. I found the first few weeks were definitely challenging, getting used to what the exercises were, because some of them I had never done before. But once you get used to them, you're into it. The cardio exercises, those were the ones where it was at. You're dripping with sweat by the end of them, and you feel great. Like, I was I looked forward to the days where I had to do the cardio stuff more than I did getting to the gym.
Right. So you're talking like the technical sparring, the sparring sessions, those ones?
Yeah, the technical sparring. I loved it. Yeah, definitely. It replicated something that you would almost be doing in an MMA fight. Like you said, I mean, you're breaking it down step by step.
Nice. Okay. So in terms of, because I know obviously diet nutrition is a huge component of any fat loss program. What are two big lessons that you learned in this program with respect to diet nutrition?
Well, that you don't have to cut out all your carbs. I mean, there's so many forums and whatnot out there, like the internet and books and all that kind of stuff, where they say, "Oh yeah, cut out the carbs. Don't eat carbs. You don't need them." And you made mention that you definitely need carbs in your life to make yourself stronger and faster and whatnot. But just to choose when to eat those carbs and when to eat what I need to eat was huge. I congratulate you for that.
Thanks, man. And I congratulate you for implementing everything so well. So, sure. Okay, so how about the way the program was set up and like the forum, the site, and the support that you got? How did you find that helped?
I love the forum. I mean, you know that I contributed on there all the time. I found there was a core group of guys that used the forum more than anyone else, and those were my go-to guys. I would message them if I needed help because they were there right when I needed it. I suggest that if anyone was to ever do this program again, the forum is where it's at. You get the most out of the forum that you're going to get from anywhere else. The site was easy to navigate. The way you set it up was great because you got 2 weeks at a time. You weren't overloaded with anything. You could just focus on what you needed to do at that time.
Right, right. Yeah, and that was my intention. I'm glad it worked out with the pilot group, so glad you guys liked it. So, anyway, I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else you want to add, maybe to anybody who's thinking about joining the program, any tips that you give them or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I can just straight up, if you're thinking about doing this program and you're thinking that fat loss or weight loss is what you want and you just want to get ripped, I mean, I started out this program at 188 pounds with 19% body fat. I'm now down to 163 pounds with between 9 and 10% body fat. And, I mean, those are results given. Like, you can't fake that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and I think I'm going to post, I haven't done it yet, but I'll probably post the results right underneath this video, if you don't mind.
Cool.
Some of your results.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, so I've not only got in the program, the way it's set up, we've got the pre-camp assessment, mid-camp assessment, then post-camp assessment. So we not only do body composition, but we're also more interested in like strength, endurance, fitness. How about those results?
Sure.
How did you? What was your favorite result that you got out of the fitness aspect?
My favorite result was the chin-ups by far. I mean, I started out, I couldn't lift myself at all. I was like doing, as you saw, I did 3 chin-ups, I think, with pre-camp. And by post-camp, I pulled 11 chin-ups. So I was pretty impressed with that. My push-ups went up. My deadlifts went up by a good 10 or 15 pounds, I think. The one thing that I was disappointed with, as you noticed, was my bench press. I think it was already strong to begin with. So I sort of stuck at the same level. I don't know whether that was my brain or whether that was just, it must have been a mental thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and I think with that, I think I made mention, I don't know if you noticed it in the forum, but because your chin-ups were so low and your bench was actually relatively quite a bit stronger than your chins, your shoulder girdle at least is in better balance now because your pulling muscles are stronger relative, so you created some better balance, which is better for overall health in the long term.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it, guys. Jeremy, thanks a ton for taking the time to do this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
No worries, anytime. And I mean, I'll be on the forums if any of you guys need any help.
Yeah. So Jeremy, I think you got a brown belt in the forums now. You've been posting so much.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, you guys, if you're gonna be in the program, definitely come by, say hi to Jeremy. He'll be on there helping you out if you have any questions and whatnot. So you'll be able to connect with him there. All right, guys. So that's the end of this interview. I want to thank Jeremy again, and I want to thank you guys for taking the time to check it out. If you're interested in the program, definitely, if you're interested in fat loss, weight loss, and not only that, but getting fit at the same time. Like most guys maintain strength or improve strength. Most guys actually improve strength in most of the fitness tests, endurance, power, and not to mention, and cardio. Like cardio went up for everybody for sure. So yeah, MMA Reps program. If you have any questions, let me know below this video in the comment section. Otherwise, talk to you guys soon. See you later. See you, Jeremy.
Okay.